SOP number 108, where we're talking the benefits of PodCamps and Expos.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello. Welcome back. I am Dave Jackson. If you'd like to contact me, get your pen and paper ready. It's easy. It's 888-563-3228 is my voicemail, courtesy of podcastingvoicemail.com. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and our website is schoolofpodcasting.com as well. Today, we've got an interview with one of my favorite people on the whole planet, Fred Castaneda, from many different podcasts. I'm going to let him talk about those, Struggling Entrepreneur, Gain Control of Your Day. And Fred, when I was in California, took me to a restaurant. And no, that's not why he's on the show. Although, I got to tell you, he took me to this place with a mariachi band, and phenomenal. One of my highlights of the actual expo. Had nothing to do with the expo, but it was a great night, great time. And thank you very much, Fred, for that experience. It's something I will really probably never forget. But why I'm having Fred on the show, we actually planned this months ago because he was asking me about PodCamps. And he said, well, I'm going to be at the expo. Why don't we just record each other live? So this is actually done at the expo with Fred's Zoom H2. And I got to tell you, I love this thing. I've got an H4, and the only thing I can think of, the H4 has the built-in plugs, you know, the XLR jacks, where the mic, if you want to use an external mic for the Zoom H2, it's an 1/8-inch jack, but this thing sounds pretty cool. So what I've done with this file that Fred sent me from the H2, I ran it through the levelator, that's it. Other than that, it's just the raw file. So here is my interview with Fred, and we're talking about PodCamps versus the Expo. And on the show today, we're going to be talking about PodCamps. And I was talking with a friend of mine who is sitting here at the table here. And we're recording this, by the way, on his Zoom H2. And he's on one side of the table and I'm on the other side. And we're just kind of ever so slightly bending down and talking into the microphone. So you'll probably hear a little bit of background noise, maybe, maybe not. But I got to tell you, this is pretty cool. A little piece of... So you're getting a review and an interview all at the same time. But it's Fred Castaneda.
Got it.
Close enough. There you go. And he has a couple podcasts. One is strugglingentrepreneur.com, and the other one is gaincontrolofyourday.com. You should see his press kit. It's very impressive. I'm looking at it now. It's got a CD in it. It's full color, explaining all the
value proposition.
Value propositions. So he's got his press release in here. Very cool stuff. So
and the one page here that shows what the struggling entrepreneur is with its rating. I made it into number 2 in Google, right?
There you go. Very cool. Tell us a little bit about those podcasts before we get into to PodCamp.
Yeah, as you know, a year ago I started a podcast for passion and enjoyment. It was really a hobby. I did the Howard Hughes bit, using that to learn how to do podcasting. I wanted to do it from the bolts and nuts. Got via in my corporate environment, I was a systems engineer, so I always want to learn how to do things command line. I mean, I eat command line for breakfast. I don't want tools. So I did a podcast from the ground up with my bare hands all the way through called Arriba Folklorico Music and Dance of Mexico. And I came to the Podcast Expo last year, so I said, at that time, now I know where I want to go. I talked to Paul Colligan, a pundit in the industry, and he kind of steered me the right way. I said, okay, I'm going to do a premium podcast, I'm going to charge for it, and I'm going to do it on the course. So I started a podcast, and the original intent was Gain Control of Your Day is a podcast that allows people who are basically four audiences, entrepreneurs, small business owners, podcasters, online or internet marketers. And if they need to get over the feeling of being overwhelmed and they want to be able to do more in less time with better quality and reduce stress, then this was the course for them. And by the way, this is a free podcast, but I call it a companion podcast, like what T. Morris did in his Podcasting for Dummies.
Mm-hmm.
This drives them then to a seminar, a 12-month, 25-episode seminar with webcasts and podcasts and PDF files. And I'm going to be using Personi to do the group summaries that you do, what I call e-coaching, and then a one-half-hour one-to-one coaching. Over 12 months, basically, because you got so many episodes, and every 3 weeks you have to give them something, but they have to practice it in those 3 weeks. Then I decided and said to myself, you got to build an audience and get traffic there. So I created this podcast called The Struggling Entrepreneur, which basically is stories about interviews and other things to help those people either thinking about starting a business or in their business or just become entrepreneurs, and they're struggling. Where do I go? What resources? How do I get financing? And what are the lessons learned from other people? How did they get over it? Where can I learn from them? And also resources, a list of resources that can make them successful. And this is actually doing much, much better than the other one, mainly because it's a catchy title. It just happened to do one day. I got up in the middle of the night, you know, the old, what we call the aha experience at 3 o'clock in the morning. I go, you know what? Struggling businessman. So I got the domain, struggling business. Then, no, struggling entrepreneur. Let's see if it's available. Ah, it's available. So I got it. And then I actually wanted these to go live in June because I took Podcast Secrets from Paul Colligan. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make the contest, but I couldn't because the person that I had outsourced this to, unfortunately, she had a death in the family, kept my stuff for 2 months, finally told me 2 months later that she wasn't going to be able to do it, gave me my stuff back, and that's when I came to you and said, can you help me? So I launched them this week with this launch kit.
Awesome. So on the websites are gaincontrolofyourday.com and strugglingentrepreneur.com. I'll have links to those out in the show notes. And as I got to know Fred, one of the things he asked is, well, you know, PodCamp this and PodCamp that. And then I said, you know, I've never been to a PodCamp. I should have gone to the one in Pittsburgh, and I didn't go. I wanted to go to the one in New York, and I had a conflict. And he said, oh, you got to go to a PodCamp. And I'm like, well, tell me about PodCamps. So tell me about PodCamps.
Okay. I learned about PodCamps from Jason Van Orden back in 2006 when he went to the first one held in Boston. He said, oh, I finally met Lisa Barnes, and all these other personalities were there. I said, okay. Then I thought about it, and I said, you know, a PodCamp could be a place to go to learn because it had people of all ages, and they run it like an unconference. So the agenda is not as structured, and anybody can come and put their name down there and say, I want to present about this topic. Oh, okay, sounds interesting. So they had a PodCamp in San Francisco last November. I went to that one. And I saw Rick Podcaster, and guess who was there? The Gigabox guys. It was Mike O'Hagan and Doug Kay and Craig Severson, some of the top dogs that were at the Podcast Academy. And so I saw them there, and I put myself down to say, okay, I've got a presentation because I almost pod-faded from my Arriba Folklorico Music and Dance, mainly because of personal problems. I had deaths in the family, etc. So I said, I wanted to present how to prevent burnout and avoid pod fading. Because I finally got over that, and it was a lesson learned for me. I wanted to share with these people. And guess what? They had me presenting. That PodCamp began Saturday morning and went till Sunday afternoon at 5:30. They had me presenting at 5:15 on Sunday afternoon. And I said, you know what, people? As you're thinning out here, the 200 people that started, we have maybe 20 left, and I don't think they're going to stick around. And guess what? Thank you, but no thank you. So I did not present, but I saw what a PodCamp was like, unstructured. And then the next PodCamp that came around was in San Antonio, Texas in May. Now, I went there and I subscribed and said, okay, I'll go. I didn't know that Gary Leland was on the agenda yet because they hadn't firmed up the agenda. And, you know, Gary Leland, the podcast pickle, lives in Arlington, Texas, which is about, 2.5 hours north of where I am. In Austin. Anyway, I signed up for that, and I said, let me give two presentations. Since I do corporate podcasting internally, intracast, as Scott Whitney of Podworks, LLC, says, and has cut the CD for, in his podcast called Podcasting for Business, I wanted to present experiences in podcasting for passion, podcasting in the corporation, and then my attempts to do podcasting for profit, which I'm just launching now. So I went and I did two presentations there, and that's when I met the pickle. And I just said, wow, this is really interesting. As a matter of fact, today in podcasting, in May, I don't know if you were there for that one or not, but yeah, that's when Gary Leland, Shelley Brisbane from Blogger and Podcaster Magazine, I met her there. She was there giving out the number one volume of Blogger and Podcaster Magazine, and the pickle was there, and they talked about it there, of course, and they said, oh, we got representation from these companies, IBM and so and so and so and so. But they didn't mention me, and I just go, okay. However, the exposure was there, and I realized that I knew more than two-thirds of the people there. And I said, you know what? I've only been doing this a year, but this is incredible. And when I talked to Paul Colligan, I said, Paul, are you going to do this PodCamp? And he said, no. They probably don't like people. In general, they don't care about profitable podcasting. I said, yeah, but there was something that was ingrained in me. The more exposure that you can get out to the people, the better. So I tried one more time. They had something called PodCamp City Online, and this is the virtual PodCamp. Mm. July 28th, it happened, and it was all day, from 8 in the morning Eastern all the way to 8 in the evening Eastern, nonstop.
Right.
I signed up, and they gave me, of course, the second to last session at 9 o'clock Eastern. I kind of have a habit of being what I call the duffel bag drag. But anyway, it was 9 o'clock Eastern. I got on board, and I gave my how to avoid pod fading and prevent burnout. It went over well. Everybody loved it. And they said, you know, these are good things to think about. And they had a webcast type of environment where people can actually speak and you can take questions, they can see your slides. So It was a virtual podcast, and I liked it. I said, you know what? The exposure here is great. And then when I had the opportunity to participate in another podcast, it was going to be PodCamp Midwest, Rob Walsh, in Kansas City, got postponed. So the next PodCamp is going to be PodCamp Arizona. Well, it was here, but I was at Podcast Academy 2 days ago, so I couldn't participate there. And I would have loved to, because Rob Walsh would have been there. Yeah. Victor Cajal from Typical Mac User Podcast was there. So I would have participated, but I'm now getting myself ready to go to Blog World in November. And guess what's taking place 2 days before, or the week before that, on the weekend in Arizona, in Phoenix? It's PodCamp Arizona, and I'm going to be giving my typical how to avoid burnout and prevent pod fading. Because the worst thing that can happen is you get your exposure. And guess what? Everybody else said, wow. And you know what the key message was? Mm. How do you prevent pod fading and avoid burnout?
I was going to ask you that question.
Well, you have to get over the feeling of being overwhelmed, which again leads to how can I take advantage of it, they ask. And that's why one of the four audiences that I'm getting control of your day is targeted for is the podcaster. Sure. And these are some of the folks that have said, come on, I'm waiting for the course now. When is it going to be available and how much? Because I haven't disclosed the price or even the availability of the course. Because as you know, we've been stalled for a couple of things.
It's coming
pretty soon. And I've disclosed the price. It's going to be $99 for the initial show special. And that'll quickly go up to $249 by the end of the month in October. But that's how I got into the PodCamps. And now I'm a firm believer that if you want to get exposure, you don't go and preach what Paul Colligan is preaching, which is profitable podcasting. He has a different agenda, different evangelism of what he's doing. But for you in the School of Podcasting, this would be wonderful. Why? You're dealing with people who are coming, and it's not even podcasting 101. In many cases, not even computers 101. They're coming in, they're saying, you know, I want to know more about this podcasting thing. And if they knew that they had a school they could subscribe to,
right,
you would get a lot of people right away. And it's not a place for you to go and promote your stuff, but just say, here's a topic of general interest to you, a topic that you can promote, like how to subscribe to iTunes, or something that's local. It doesn't matter. But pick a topic that you have that these newbies into podcasting would love to hear about. And then at the end say, oh, by the way, I have yet another topic, and this is the hidden agenda.
Yeah.
I have a School of Podcasting. For those of you who are just starting, they will drool. And then they will just say, oh, I got more questions. I'm sorry, my time is up. I know your questions, but I'll be around. You'll be flooded with people saying, I want to know more about the School of Podcasting. And how is it? And then you give them the one-day trial. Really? I can just try it for 1 day and go and look? Yes. And after the 1 day, they'll be sold. So, I mean, that's where I see PodCamps as being useful for the newbie who wants to get there, and or for the experienced season, where you have something to offer them like I do about pod fading, because I went through it. It's my experiences on how do you recognize the symptoms of pod fading? When is it that you're going to be ready to pod fade? You don't know it. What do I do about it? Okay, that's what I gave in something like 18 slides.
Mm-hmm.
And from my own personal experience, it went over very well. So after having that experience, not San Antonio. And there's one other thing, too. If you can get somebody, if you're bilingual, as I am, San Antonio, the major language is what?
Spanish.
They said, hey, you know, we're having a PodCamp in San Antonio. None of us speak Spanish.
Mm.
And if we do, we don't speak it very well. Fred, do you think you could do a bumper? Mm. Can you do a promo podcast for us? So guess what I did? I created a 3-minute podcast. Took me 20 minutes to do so.
Right.
In Spanish. Put my little music of La Bamba as the intro and outro. It went over very well, and people loved it. As a matter of fact, Victor Cayo used that in his immigration tales to introduce me. So PodCamp, whether it's online or PodCamps in person, can be a good way to get your exposure out there. And because you've got something that audience wants, which is education,
right,
training.
How many people are at these? Is it 10? Is it 20? Is it 30? Is it 100? Is it...
When I went to the PodCamp in San Francisco, there are 200 people that started it.
Wow.
And over the course of the 2 days, people kept going in and out, so it thinned out to about maybe 40 people when I left. And that, I left at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I wasn't going to stick around because, you know, San Francisco, I wanted to get out of the city. Mm. And I was staying in San Jose, that's why. And there's a lot of traffic going down there.
Right.
When I went to PodCamp San Antonio, they had 65 people. In a big, huge, nice area. It was well done. You can hear Gary Leland's thing on Today in Podcasting. He liked the facility. And most of the people stayed for the entire... It was one day. The entire day. PodCamp Online, they had something like 85 people throughout the entire day. And there were some heavy-hit podcasters. There were some light podcasters, but interesting.
That's one of the things where people go, well, there are only 60 people. But if you put 60 people in a room that are looking at you, that's a presence. You
and
know?
Now what PodCamps are doing after San Antonio, they're streaming it.
Yeah.
So other people in Europe and Asia were getting that information. But the real value comes in when people said, hey, I heard you. I heard you on PodCamp City Online. Yeah. So now your reach is not just the people who are there, but the viral element, word of mouth spreads and say, hey, did you check out? I went to the School of Podcasting. I went this, and this.
Now, is this your first or second time to the Expo?
I was here last year.
Okay. How does a PodCamp... What's the differences? Is there pros and cons of either?
Yes. Okay. The Expo here is more of a professionally run, money-making venture, obviously for people who are in events. The PodCamp runs as a free-wielding, free-spirit, unstructured area. And they want to have breakout sessions. They want to run it as an unconference, no charge. The nice part here is here you've got to get permission. You've got to submit, you know, through a rigorous process. If you want to present, you got to be cleared. Over there, anybody can present. Hmm. So you can just say, I would like to pitch this topic. You put your name up there in a wiki. It goes up there. And then very quickly, they will tell you, okay, here's the time slot that you got. If you want to pitch.
And sometimes you like it and sometimes...
Sometimes you like it, sometimes you don't. And, you know, I got the very end a couple times. But I'm pretty sure that if I would have been there at Rob Walsh's Midwest Super Conference, which should have taken place in July 21st, should have taken place, but it got rescheduled. Now, he told me that they rescheduled it. So I would have been there, and I probably would have had middle afternoon of the first or second day to present my stuff. And knowing Walsh as an organizer, he would have got a lot of good people interested there. So you have something that they want, you being the School of Podcasting, because it's exactly what they need. Now, other people who are pitching things like, oh, I've got podcasting on insurance, or I've got podcasting for real estate. Well, maybe it goes over, maybe it doesn't, but everyone there has an interest in what you've got, so you've got the perfect thing. What I had, I know that eventually they'll come around because everybody gets overwhelmed, especially podcasters, especially when they don't realize how much time it's going to take.
Yeah.
Sorry for juggling this thing. I just hit the table. But how much time it's going to take, but if eventually they would get around to me. So and somebody like you would have a much better opportunity because you've got something that they need right off the bag, whereas I have to basically let them know that there's a need that they're going to have, which is going to be satisfied with what I got to offer. So I don't go in there with the agenda blazing guns saying, I've got something to sell you.
Right.
And I do it mainly for two reasons. Number one, I want to get back to the podcasting community. So I offer what I learned to them so I can help them get their podcasts up and running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't pod fade. And here's the symptoms, and here's how to recognize it, and here's what you can do about it. And I point them to places like Rob Walsh's, like his episode 200, podcast where he interviewed John, the podcast listener.
Yeah.
Doesn't want it. But I said, go there. Listen to what turns him on and what turns him off and why he will listen or why he won't. Therefore, you can prevent pod fading by just knowing what it is they want.
Right.
Things like that.
Because sometimes you get focused on weird little details and it turns out later that you're stressing over something that nobody really cares about.
Right. Listen to what they want and give them what they want. So I point them to I pointed them to Jason Van Orden, I pointed to Paul Colligan. I said, if you really want to monetize it, go take Podcast Secrets. Is it expensive? Yes.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to invest something if you want to do this as a business.
Right.
And by the way, a lot of you don't realize this, but you're probably looking in the wrong direction, you know, and you'll find out what the right direction is of Podcast Secrets, but you got to invest money. If you want to, you know, go in and find out what they want, then go to Rob Walsh's, you know, episode 200, things like that.
All right. Thank you very much, Fred. And again, if you go to our show notes at shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com, you'll see a link to the H2 that we used to record this interview. We'll have links to Fred's website, strugglingentrepreneur.com, and gaincontrolofyourday.com, as well as podcamp.org. And again, that's at shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. My phone number is 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcastingvoicemail.com. And my email is dave@schoolpodcasting.com. And speaking of schoolpodcasting.com, I am in the process right now, as you listen to this, in the process of moving the School of Podcasting to a new server. Why? Well, because we've added so many videos and resources and such. I'm running out of room, and also the web host that I'm using is awful. And so we're moving to a much more reliable, stable web server. The one I had just was not my cup of tea anymore. I'll be able to handle a couple times if the site goes down for, you know, a minute or so, but they had some issues. And so if you're a member of the School of Podcasting.com and you're wondering what's going on with the website, please email me at dave@schoolpodcasting.com, and I'll get you into the loop as to what's going on as we move. It should be probably another day and things will be back to normal, but over the weekend and today things are a little flaky as we shake out the bugs as we move to our new home. Website stays the same, schoolpodcasting.com, but appreciate everybody who is a member for hanging out during this rather interesting time during the move. But the future is looking much brighter, and we'll talk at you later. Until then, class dismissed.